Yep, you're going. Go.
Welcome to...
Oh, what do you say first? You're saying it first. Go.
What up, Grizz Nation? Welcome to Grizz 901.
Yo, what up, Grizz Nation? And welcome back to Grizz 901. As you can tell, we obviously have a different cast and crew with us than we normally do. But we're coming off of the very end of the season. And Margo, you're not even in the picture. There we go. There's Margo. So to my right over here is Margo, and to my left is Penelope. Margo is holding Callie, which is the white and black cat, and Duke is over here to my left. So, but anyway, welcome in. Thank you all for joining us. We actually went to the game today, and so we're going to share a little bit about what we saw, and they always want to be on here, and we normally have them on the very end of the season. And so it's just me today, and we're going to get into a lot of talking about the game in general, but also just in, like, if there's anything y'all want to put in there, hashtag Daniel or hashtag whatever you want. We're going to go over the game, but real quick, look, Wayno is saying Margo and Penelope, awesome names. Is that cool? All right. So real quick. All right, let's get into the game real fast as they're sitting here, and then we're going to get into them, and then we'll get into a little bit more about kind of what is to come in a sense. But looking at the score, sorry, we rushed home from the game. 126 to 111, the Nuggets won. I know some of you were already talking earlier in here, talking about looking at, who was it? Gigi and Jake. And so if you look at this game and what we saw, Gigi for 44 and 12 is incredible. It is absolutely incredible. And then Jake, he tried to go white on white crime today with Christian Brown. And so it was pretty funny to see that happening. But man, it was a good time. Is it KQ wrote it? KQ wrote it. GG dropping a 40 piece nugget. I like it, man. It was nice. It was nice to see him really just kind of play into, you know, his own and just kind of asking a little bit more of himself to show up. And he had a lot of drives where he was able to do the actual, I guess it's the Euro drive, right? So he's able to do all of that. And so it was really cool. It was really fun to see that, especially live in person today. We're going to put the cats down because I don't think the cats won't be held anymore. So I don't want to get scratched real quick. All right, let's put the cats down. Not be crazy. All right, girls, I'm going to ask y'all a question in a second. So King Meeks is already asking a question. Margo and Penelope, who are your favorite players on the team? So let's go with you, Penelope, first.
I like John Morant.
Anybody else?
And Bane.
Desmond Bane and John Morant. Margo? She is ditto. We call her ditto because whatever Penelope says, she likes to ditto. So yeah, Penelope's more of a John Morant. My wife, who is actually more of a Desmond Bane fan. So Bane is very well liked in the house. So I would say them two for sure. All right, let's get through the scores real quick. But Scottie Pippen Jr., not a bad game, 15, 3, and 7. Jordan Goodwin, 8-8-3. Trey Jemison, he had 11 rebounds, which is nice, but he was battling with Jokic the entire game. It was pretty crazy. He was getting dominated. And then Jack White, just getting minutes in. But it was nice to see a lot of these guys just kind of show up the last game of the season. So I want to ask a lot of you, favorite part of the season? Just out of the comment section, but Penelope, I know you've watched a lot of it with me, but you've also just kind of paid attention throughout the year. Is there anything that, not even this season, your favorite thing about the Grizzlies? All right, I'm going to come back to her. Margo, do you have anything that's your favorite thing about the Grizzlies? Who's your favorite thing with the Grizzlies? Who's on your shirt? Grizz. You big Grizz fan? She loves the actual Grizz. And so it was it's nice to see him. We saw him pie a lot of people in the face today. So it was pretty funny. Is there anything that you like, Penelope? Ever?
I'm gonna say I like it when we go to the game and there's like these fire and Grizz smashes people in the face, and then at the end someone smashes him in the face.
Yep. So he got smashed in the face with a cake today. And so it was pretty funny, but we'll get to more of the games in the future, but this year it was kind of weird. We just it wasn't worth it to go to a lot of the games, and we're going to sit a little bit lower next time. That's what I've been told from everybody. But real quick, before we get too far into the show, I know there's not going to be a ton of people here and we normally don't do Sunday shows, but I had to. But the comment section sponsor, as always, is Streetcars of Memphis. Regular maintenance to your car, plus all the modifications, speakers, life, lifts, and wheels. I can modify them all. Use the code GRIZZ901 and receive $55 regular oil change or $65 for a full synthetic. It's an oil change at cost. Huge savings taking place down at Streetcars of Memphis. You can go check them out online at 901-SCM or call 901-323-3332 to schedule your oil change or maintenance, customization, anything you might need. They can hook it up. So shout out to Streetcars of Memphis being a very big sponsor of us the last kind of half of the season. And so we're hoping to continue that throughout the summer as we keep going. All right, let's get into if anybody's got any comments. Here we go. All right, Wayno's favorite. Favorite thing about this year has been the silver lining. And 100%. Without the injuries, we're not able to see really how weak the bench was, because – I think we saw, what production Zaire can bring, what production Laravia can bring. And then, honestly, you go back to Xavier Tillman. Xavier Tillman was fine, but, like, he's just a piece. And so you can trade off a little bit to get something back for the future was helpful. But then who else? We had so many people that left. But anyway, making a playoff push, good to know that we have guys who can produce. And the other silver lining of that is we would never probably have found Gigi or even Vince Williams, which is huge to find those two people, which is cool. That was the best part. But as Austin says, man, I keep messing this up. Too many comments coming at one time. The end is his favorite part. King Meeks is saying Gigi. I agree. Gigi has been nice. I'm curious. Do you think any crazy way that Gigi could ascend into the actual starting lineup next year? I just don't see that happen. But Goon says we played great today. I don't know about that. All right. Let's ask y'all a few more questions, and then y'all want to get out of here after that?
Sure.
Yep. All right. Not you having too much fun? All right. They're not. Obviously, I can see it in their face not having too much. All right. Grizz Girl says, beating the Warriors on MLK and the development of Vince and Gigi. It has to be. Anytime you beat the Warriors, it's great. Do we like the Warriors? Do we like the Lakers?
No,
we don't see. I knew she'd answer one of them. We don't like either one of them. All right, you're gonna show Margo, you gonna pick up your poster and show them? All right, we got our poster today at the Grizzlies game. Margo, you can come towards me this way. You're backwards. All right, so it's back to the grind. If anybody saw it. Pretty cool little poster. It's got, Jaren, Marcus, Ja. I think that's Bane, Rose. Who'd I miss? Clark. So it's back to the grind. So pretty cool. Pretty cool. All right. You hold that. All right. Gigi might grow enough to be a starting center. Yeah, but I don't think he's ever going to have Trey Jemison's strength for sure. All right. Let's get through a little bit more, and then we'll get y'all out of here. All right, so we talked about your favorite player. We've talked about your favorite thing. Trying to think if there's any other question I can ask them before we push them out of here. I didn't have anything else prepared. Those are my only two questions. You don't have another question? Yes.
What's our favorite thing that we did?
All right, let's ask them their favorite thing they did today at the game, and then we'll get them out of here. All right, favorite thing you did today at the game, Penelope?
I want you to give it to Margo.
All right, Margo, favorite thing you did today at the game?
Eat popcorn and – get to see Grizz.
All right. And eating popcorn, getting to see Grizz. Anything else?
And eating cotton candy.
Eating cotton candy. Yeah, they got spoiled today. All right, Penelope.
I liked drinking the Sprite.
Starry. Sprite and Starry, same thing.
And watching Grizz pie people in the face.
Yep.
And
say this one.
That's about it. All right, that's it. All right. Wayno has one question, and then we'll get y'all out of here. He wants to know, do the girls like superheroes? Do you like any superheroes? No. No, they're not big superheroes fans.
Grizz
is a superhero. Yeah. Grizz is a superhero. All right, we're going to take a short break, and then I'll come back in here and wrap up a little bit more. We're not going to spend too much time on this at all today. We'll wrap up a little bit of the season. But I want to talk about the good things, but also talk about maybe what's to come with this team. Anything else that you girls have for get you out of here? Anybody?
Are they going to come back?
Do you want to come back?
Yeah.
All right, come back to end the show? Mm-hmm. All right, I'll get you to come back to end the show. All right, I'll get you to come back to end the show. Deal? All right, we're going to take a quick one-minute break, and then we'll get them out of here, and then we'll have them say bye at the very end of the show. So we'll be right back in 1 minute.
Yeah. Vince Williams is the closest thing we've seen to Tony Allen.
100%
Tony Allen. I think that has been really thrown around very loosely in a kind of just joking manner for a lot of people, because you know everybody for the love that we have for TA, such a big factor in this franchise. We throw the grindson thing around lightly because it's just kind of funny on Twitter, but he is the closest thing to Tony Allen that has been so far in a Memphis uniform. And I think that's very, I mean, D'Anthony Melton might have been the other, but to your point, that's what made me think about this, is that the fearlessness that he plays with, that's what Tony Allen played with. He did not care who you were. He doesn't see a name on that.
Tune in to The Daily Grind with Mark King and Luke Hatmaker at 1 p.m. every Monday through Friday, live on the Bluff City Media YouTube channel.
Yo, what up? Welcome back to Grizz 901. This is a very different post-game show today. But I wanted to make sure we brought them in. But as my wife was chiming in, great job, girls. Super Grizz is who they love, especially with him. Anytime he has the cape on, that is Margo's favorite. But King Meeks, Grizz's trivia today, I can't ask myself. But I will try to make sure that I have something interesting. We're going to try to change it up a little bit. I want to ask y'all today, and this is kind of what I wanted to bring before I wrapped up the entire show. I want to get into a little bit of the off season, but I want to talk about what different segments and different things we can talk about throughout the entire off season. And so two different segments that I want to hit on, and tell me your thoughts. And we can change these as we go, because I want to make sure that we're giving out good information, but also keeping you entertained. That's the biggest thing with Nate and I, is we haven't been on a show together probably in a week and a half, and it's shown. But I want to show you a little bit of, we're going to start off probably with like the hot topic, right? And if anybody knows the store Hot Topic, dude, it is hot topic. We want to hit on the stuff that's happening right now. And so anything that we've had happen since the last thing that last show that we've had, or even what's kind of going on right now, we want to talk about the hot topic, and then kind of having our ear to the ground of maybe things that we're hearing, or maybe things that we have kind of heard, whether it's rumors or innuendo, whatever it might be. I think that'd be a good spot to hear that. But then also, I want to have a kind of a hot take segment. And so a little bit of what we have going forward and what we might have, kind of possibly what we're thinking about could happen, whether it's draft related or not. We're obviously going to have a ton on the draft. So the draft, we're going to have a show on May the 14th. So May the 12th is actually Mother's Day. We will not be doing a show live from the draft lottery by no means. But we will have a show that Tuesday, May the 14th, which is exactly, a month from now. And at that point, we'll know the draft lottery and we'll be able to talk on that. And so we're going to try to segment this out and try to make it as much fun as possible, because it obviously can get boring during the offseason. The fact that you all are here is pretty crazy. So love it. The draft is June 26th, 27th. It's 2 days. 2 days. I would assume on the draft, we're going to have one show and it's probably going to go all the way up to the first 10 picks and then probably end it. So it'll be an hour, hour and a half is probably the first 10 picks. And so we'll definitely do that. All right, man. King Mix, thank you. I appreciate the comment. Kind words, for sure. But all right, let's get into the season a little bit. Bueno San Jose for these guys is the ability to produce when called up next season, whether that be due to injury or a different look in the playoff series. And let's get through it. Like, I'm looking at this team right now, and I've always talked about the top eight. I always want to make sure any move that the Grizzlies make going forward is about getting in the top eight of who the roster is. If you can improve the top eight, I think you can really improve this team going forward. And so talk about, you know, you're talking about, yeah, you know, Ja, Bain, Smart, Jaren, right? There's four that I don't assume are moving at all. But after that, I think the Grizzlies have the opportunity to make a swing this season. And I want to try to find something that I heard a little bit. Let me find it real quick because I got to find out who sent it to me. But I think it's very important to know what we're hearing. But John Hollinger wrote this, and he said, I can mostly answer the part of the question because they were asking about the Grizzlies, but there are four guys you can count on to be in Memphis next year, and that's going to be the three young stars and Marcus Smart. That's exactly verbatim what was said. But after that, everything is about opportunism, right? So if the opportunity is there, they want to make sure they strike. And that's the biggest thing with the Grizzlies is, can they strike if there is the opportunity there? The Grizzlies need a starting center, another ball handler, another starting caliber wing with size. All right. So those are the three things that we're going to look at the offseason. We're hearing this from Hollinger. Three things we're going to look at the offseason is somebody who can handle the ball a little bit more. Also, the starting center, and then the big wing. And he even says starting caliber wing. You're talking about, he just mentioned four people, but then he mentioned a starting center and then a starting caliber wing with size. Now, starting caliber wing with size could mean they don't have to be a starter, but they could be, right? They could spot start for you. But it also means that the part of Marcus Smart coming off the bench could be a reality if they were to figure out somebody to bring in. But then also, this is the biggest part I want to talk about. Kennard hasn't panned out the way they hope. The knee issues that might prevent him from ever being that guy. With the 14.7 team option next year, it would put them above the tax apron and take another non-taxpayer mid-level exception. It would take away. I didn't realize that. If anybody realized that, I don't know if you know this, but if you are above that first tax apron, it would take away their non-taxpayer mid-level exception. They have to have that mid-level exception. So as he says in here, nobody will be shocked if the Grizzlies either trade him or decline the option. That is crazy. So he also talks about, I don't think Robert Parra shrink from paying the tax in the right situation. But the new CBA, the handcuffs on tax teams are tight enough. Keeping Kennard around probably isn't worth it. So with that being said, I didn't realize that. I think we hear a lot about this is the opportunity of having to pay and what being in that first tax apron or any tax apron, what that does to you. And honestly, if it takes away a mid-level exception that you have to have when you're creating a team that really wants to be a championship caliber team, you can't take away. You can't do that at all. And so that's what I see mainly is that they have to figure out a way to either extend him for cheaper, which would, it has to be around the 8 to 10. And I don't see him taking that big of a cut. I think they might actually allow him to go be the free agent and potentially try to sign him then. But I don't expect to see him back at that at all. All right, real quick. It says Ryan says Kleiman claims they weren't afraid of the tax. I guess we'll find out this summer. 100%. But also, like, you can't be afraid of it. But if it takes away your mid-level exception to be able to bring somebody in, then you have to figure out a way to make other, I guess, money disappear. And if you're already paying guys like, you know, Conchar and even Zaire Williams, you have to figure out a way to get some of the money off your books. If you're going to bring in those other guys, those mid-level exceptions, you have to create a roster spot. So multiple things can be true. They could actually sign him or I guess go ahead and pick up his option, or you can decline the sign back on mid-level. Possibly you could do that with Kennard, but I don't know if he would think he'd be worth more than that. That's the issue. And so with that said, like, just like Volcano saying, like, yeah, we might make a trade, like 100%, because if you think about it, roster spots have to happen for the non-taxpayer mid-level exception. Plus they have that trade exception already that they could bring in somebody that would fit into that part. You're talking about, that's two exceptions that you have to have when you have a salary that is this tight. And so for sure. And Wayno's saying that you have to be serious. If you are, you know, a championship contender team, you have to be serious about going over the cap for the right player. 100%. I agree. But you can't take away the abilities to make or sign players that won't hit your cap. Like, if you can sign people that won't affect your cap, you have to do that, because that allows you then to sign other players that won't push you over, you know, the cap at all, that have to go into the actual salary cap. And so I think it's very tough to look at this 100%, but I do think that there's a possibility that we do see Luke on this team, but I don't think it's out of the question anymore that we might see Luke off of this team. And I think that's going to be the biggest thing. So, and as King Mix says, you know, Luke staying hurt is the one reason he might be gone. And that's the truth. Like, he does so much for spreading the court, but he also really hampers us with that 14.7 that he's getting paid or going to get paid potentially for a team option. So I think that's the biggest thing, but King Mix was wondering where they will go after any role players also. And you're talking about Lamar Stevens that possibly could be. Everybody wants Lamar Stevens. There's no roster spot for him. And so what I hope is that we have a guy like Yuta Watanabe might go off and play overseas. And if that happens, then I'm grateful that we get, you know, him to be gone and kind of create that roster spot, because we don't need Yuta on this team. And honestly, I guess even if they have to bring him back, it's $2 million they might have to eat, or maybe $2 million that they could sign in a sign and trade or throw him into a trade somehow to make $2 extra million work and the other team have to eat it. I don't know. But yes, Zaire. I'd like to move off Zaire. I think his time is done, and I think he's on his last year, an expiring deal. I think some team might take a look at him. But I was thinking about this today, and I don't want to, you know, crap on a guy, but I looked at Jake today, and I thought Jake actually is not that bad of a player. I think he has potential. I don't know if he'll ever get to play next year on this team. I really don't. And does that hurt his potential? I think the best thing for Jake and even Zaire, if we're being honest, is for him to be gone so he can play off of a team that isn't as good. If they were both in Detroit, I think they would be getting minutes, like real minutes. And Jake possibly could be starting. And so we'll see. But the biggest thing I want to see in the offseason is the wrestling match with Zaire and King Meeks. That's what we all want to see, right? That's what we want to see. That's all I want to see is King Meeks. All right, Wayno's saying you can't just waste the time, you know, timelines of the core three together by sitting on our hands. Opportunities to win can dry up quick in the league. 100%. And that's the biggest thing, is like, we have this window that we have to strike while the iron's hot. But Wayne's also saying Jake is a good problem to have. Zaire, not so much. So Jake has shown that he has potential. I'm fine keeping him because he's much cheaper. But I think they need to figure out a way to get off that $6 million that they should not have opted into with Zaire before seeing him in this season. And even with how okay he was playing, I don't see it going better in the future. So, I'm curious what happens completely. I'm curious what direction they're going to go for when we actually do have the draft happen. I think there's going to be a lot of moving and shaking, and I think we'll find out a lot. All right, we'll take our last break, and I'm going to bring the girls back, and then we'll get out of here. So I'll be back in 1 minute.
What do you think is more of a priority for this team? Because you're starting to hear a lot of rumors coming out about teams that are willing to make trades. I'm a big wing guy. This is Memphis. We barbecue and wings. So I also understand the importance of big men. The best players in the league are all bigs.
If you're making a player in a lab, absolutely, mm-hmm. You want to build a Paul George player. You want to build mm-hmm. the big wing, you know, Kevin Durant, whatever. Like,
G.G. Jackson.
Yeah, or G.G. Jackson, which actually right. I was thinking about. Well, what about G.G., Anthony? Right. But unfortunately, those guys aren't out there. And, like, even when you start naming specific names of guys you want to get, like, the quality drop-off goes down quick. I do think the Grizzlies' easiest avenue to immediately improving next year and getting on the cusp of like being, you know, like a Western Conference finalist, or maybe if you get all the great breaks going your way, is improving your center spot. Just because, but there's just more of those guys I feel like available to right. help you out.
Tune in to the Anthony Sane Show Wednesdays and Fridays at 12 p.m. weekly on the Bluff City Media YouTube channel.
All right, we are back. She's already saying bye. We're back. But I will I'll say that this season has been challenging for the simple fact that, listen, when Nate and I decided that we were going to do this, we really wondered if we could do as many games as we did. And I haven't looked at all the games that we've done. But I will say that it has been fun, and I can't say thank you enough to everybody that's kind of joined us this year. And kind of taking it upon you all to kind of be here, honestly, and to grow the fan base with how much you've all kind of just interacted has been very appreciative of me and also Nate. I'll speak with him. But we're both going to be back here throughout the entire offseason. So this is pretty much how it goes. It's every Tuesday. We're going to skip this upcoming Tuesday. For one, I am out of town, and I cannot be here ever. On that Tuesday. And so there's no way I could do it next week. And so because of that, we're going to go ahead and skip next Tuesday. But what is the date? I think it's the 23rd. So going forward on the 23rd of April, as long as Margo doesn't push any buttons to cancel the show right now. All right. So as the 23rd is from then on, every Tuesday at 8:00 as of right now is the plan. So it could be 8 or 8:30. We'll look at, see what matches up on our schedules because they change. But 8 or 8:30 every Tuesday night, we'll make sure that we're here. We're going to go through all of the, like, the hot topic of the day. We'll also go through and talk about, you know, really what, you know, honestly, the biggest thing that we're hearing with our ears to the ground, but also kind of maybe something that we want to share, like any new information, whether it's draft coverage or whatever. it's been a really good season, and I know this is, you know, already, but I'm looking forward to next season, and it's going to be so much better than this year. It better be, at least it better be. But we go every Tuesday, and we're going to go all the way through July. Okay. And then once August and September hit, me and Nate are going to take a back seat, and we're going to take a couple months off. The reason is because, one, we've go so long, we want to make sure we take the time off, especially if we're going to gear up and go for another 82. Plus, two, it gives me time to really develop a little bit of what the next season's going to look like. And that helps me is kind of clear my head a little bit, maybe change graphics, change some way we do the show, work on some different, you know, music, whatever it might be. It's really my 2 months of really clearing my head and allowing us to redevelop what we might need to do. And what we might need to change. And so we're gonna try our best to be better next year. That's the plan. But man, I can't thank y'all enough for kind of being on here as always. But as Wayno said, you know, just want to say thanks for the season. Really glad found, you know, Grizz on a One Show. Looking forward to a winning season with you guys in the chat. We're hopefully naming you the chat. But King Meeks next Sunday, the 21st, turning 44, the Jerry West number, your Jerry West year. Shout out to you, King Meeks. Next Sunday, we'll make sure we'll celebrate it on the 23rd for you, for sure. The draft is not tomorrow, but I wish it was, Austin. And King Meeks, man, glad you found us as well. The interaction, what we try to do, and we're going to hope that we can keep this as family related as you say, the chat is family. Nate's very much all in on giving the chat name like a family, because obviously my two girls here, my family, but it is family. And so we want to figure out how to keep it that way and kind of name it that direction. But the reason is because one, you help keep out the trolls, because it is Grizz fam. That might be a winner. I kind of like that. But it keeps out the trolls. Plus as we grow, it's only going to have more people that are going to be negative. So we don't want to do that. And so we're going to make sure that we do, try to keep out, you know, any of the negativity, because we want, when you come in here, it'd be positive, it'd be fun. And so we're going to hopefully count on you guys, but also try to make sure that we do that ourselves. Cub seats, as Austin says. And then, Grizz Girl, you've been here for, you know, you're an OG as well. Sometimes look more forward to the post games than the games this year. Listen, it was challenging for sure. But listen, That's it on the season. And it's kind of a weird time to say bye, but it's on Sundays. We never do the Sunday shows. We always try to do the last one of the year because I think it is fun and it is family. And then we have to somehow claim Goon because he is family. All right. But that's it for me and Nate and the guests that we've had on all year. Ryan, Sane, Kenny, Francis, bro, there's so many that we've had on that really have been so great to us. We're hoping to have more. All the people from Grind City Media that were on here, as well as our crew at Bluff City Media. I can't wait. I can't wait to really get into next year, and hopefully it brings new and bigger things to come. But anything that you girls want to say? Just bye? Mm-hmm. Anything, Margs? All right, Margo, I guess. Margs is my crazy one. Penelope is my the sweeter one. She looks like me and acts like her mom. Margo, she is me, unfortunately for her. But that's it. That's the end of the show and end of the year, at least. And so we'll see you all next Thursday or next Tuesday, the 23rd. And so we'll make sure we kind of welcome you into the off season as it is. And so, if there's anything that you want us to cover as we go throughout those shows, I think it'll be a good time to kind of try some things out. So if there is something that you enjoy, whatever, we'll see. But that's it. All right. Y'all be nice and tell your friends.